Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Earlier this week, I spoke to, we started talking about what was happening with the Beth Din and all these reports that were coming out. We heard from so many different companies. And just after 8 o'clock on Monday, we got a call from somebody who wanted to remain anonymous, as many, many companies did, because of, you know, fear of intimidation from the Beth Din, from the Kashrut department. And she joins us on the line now. Hello, Anonymous. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. How are you? Thank you for bringing me back on.
Thank you. All right. So can you give us your name, or are you just going to go by that Anon?
No, I think I have the most typical Jewish voice. I realized that I couldn't really remain anonymous for too long. I did get multiple messages afterwards, and I did hear the rabbi knew who I was as well in his speech. So my anonymous plan didn't go down as I had initially planned. So I thought, whatever, let me just come back on and I'll go forward with it.
Just before you tell us your name, do you know that if you stay anonymous, you know, there are a lot of very, very profound and brilliant quotes that have been attributed to you. So you might want to retain that anonymous status. Yeah. All right. Tell us your name.
So my name is Jessica. I'm a shareholder of a syrup and beverage company in Powders called Dynasty. And we are a relatively new, been around for a few years, beverage company. And we're becoming the market leaders in the sugar-free space. So we've got over 100 syrup flavors of syrups, cocktails, purees, milkshake syrups, all available in sugar-free. They are technically kosher, but we obviously haven't certified them when paying per flavor. We've got a full range of power of sugar-free powders launching soon, hot chocolate powders, freezer powders, chocolate freezer powders, and they will all obviously be kosher. They obviously are all kosher. We're just not sure if we're going to certify them yet, but since we spoke on Monday, I haven't been contacted at all by anyone from the Beth Din. And I did hear the rabbi mention in the interview. I don't want to get into a he said, she said.
No. Let's move on.
I do have comments on that, but it's completely irrelevant. We are in contract with the Beth Din until next year, June. But I've since been speaking to the London Beth Din, which has been unbelievable. Like, I cannot even compare. I spoke to the main rabbi. I think it was a Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember exactly. Within 10 seconds after putting down the phone, the head of marketing gave me a phone call. She introduced herself. She explained the services that they offer. They're going to help us expand our business around Europe, introduce us to kosher and non-kosher distributors that want to take an amazing sugar-free product into different spaces. So they're going to take us onto kosher fairs. They're going to launch on their network. They're going to push us. They're going to help us generate marketing strategies. So as it stands for now, we are in contract with this African Beth Din, and we are going to keep our word, stick to it until next year, June. But from next year, we will probably be moving over to the London Beth Din.
Amazing.
You know, we just needed to know that our pricing was consistent, affordable, fair. And so thank God for us. It's turned out to be a very happy ending, and we are very happy with the outcome. You know, it's a pity that I haven't spoken to the Beth Din, so I would love to still address them and maybe show them what the London is offering, and maybe everyone can learn and come back better from it. But just for now, we need a more affordable, consistent pricing structure, and London was able to assist.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
So,
one of the issues about being anonymous is that we had lots of messages coming through after your interview saying, what's her product? What's her product? Because they wanted to support you. So firstly, can I just ask you a little bit about your product? I know nothing about you. Okay. So give us the name again.
So the name is Dynasty, D-Y-N-A-S-T-E-A. And Kathy, I'll send you through my full details. If anyone wants to get involved, if they are a retailer, distributor, just want to taste it, want to try it anywhere in the world. As I say, we are looking to do a worldwide launch. I'm moving to London in December, and we are going to start really penetrating, because I know that the kosher, sugar-free, delicious product, there's a massive gap in the market. And that's what we really wanted to try and fulfill that need.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So can I, as Joe Public, just can I buy from you, or do I have to go through retail?
No, so you have to go through retail, but we are available on Takealot. We've only got our iced teas on Takealot. Our powders should be launching in about 2 weeks or so. We're just waiting to find 100% pure coffee supplier. A lot of the powders have chicory in their coffee.
Yeah.
So it's not a natural coffee. So we only work with top quality. So a lot of people often ask what sweeteners we use. sorry, I'm just going to go on a little bit.
No, that's important.
Understand about it.
Yes.
Because a lot of the sugar-free products that are on the market, if you actually read the ingredients, in the ingredients it specifies they use non-nutritive sweeteners. And that is the cheapest possible sweetener on the market. So they keep the pricing low, but it gives you a funny aftertaste. It can give you gas. It gives your bowels a funny reaction. So we've been working with the Diabetic Center to make sure our sweeteners are of the highest quality. And no matter how much you drink, it doesn't give you any after effects. So we use sucralose and erythritol, which is a bit more expensive. But we just decided that if you just want the cheapest of the cheap and you don't mind the taste, then there is a bit available in the sugar-free space. But if you want a sugar-free drink that doesn't taste sugar-free, doesn't give you any of those side effects, and is actually healthier for you, then we are in that market space. So we won't use xylitol. We don't use non-nutritious sweeteners just because of the side effects. And as I said, we work very closely with the Diabetic Center to make sure our products are of the highest standards.
Well, well done to you. Jessica, wish you much success, and keep in touch. Let us know how you're doing.
Thanks, Kathy, and I'll send you some products to taste there, because your first sip, you won't believe it's sugar-free.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's amazing. Everyone tastes it, and their first reaction is, oh, it's actually quite nice. Is it really sugar-free?
Yeah, Yoni's just sent in a message. She says, the most delicious diet iced tea ever.
Yes.
Three exclamation marks. So 1, 2, 3. Three exclamation marks. That's big. That's big.
Thank you.
You've got three exclamations.
Thank you. You know, for us launching a product during lockdown, we couldn't do wet tasters. So we've had to literally wait on organic growth, word of mouth, in order for the product to spread. Because we know once you taste it, you will be a client.
Amazing. Anyway, well done. Well done to you for pursuing this, and just wish you all the best, Jessica.
Thanks, Kathy. Thanks for giving us all the platform and to try and to resolve all of this. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Okay. Have a
Thank
good
you.
Shabbos.
You too. Shabbat shalom. God bless. Bye bye. That's Jessica. Isn't that a nice resolution? You know, she's going to be listing from next year. She's going to be listing with the London Best In. We find out what her products are, because I was also very curious about that. And it's nice to know. Some Unsigned says dynasty is, it's as in dynasty, as in dynamic tea. Dynasty is available at Moishe's. Okay. You see, I wouldn't know that, because I don't go into Moishe's because I don't eat meat anymore. I've given up meat and I'm not actually even missing it. I don't know. It just happened. I mean, I love the smell of meat. Love all of it, but it's just, I'm just not missing it.